The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Early, high-efficacy DMTs linked to better RRMS outcomes in Sweden. People with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, in Sweden have lower rates of worsening disability than those who live in Denmark, likely due to differences in treatment strategies in each country, according to a new study. This study shows that, for the first time, to our knowledge, differences in national treatment recommendations and strategies had a significant association with disability outcomes after a few years of follow-up, the researchers wrote. The study, Treatment Escalation versus Immediate Initiation of Highly Effective Treatment for Patients with Relapsing Remitting Multiple Sclerosis, was published in JAMA Neurology. Disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, are medications that can slow the progression of MS. Over a dozen have been approved for use, and they can be broadly divided into two groups: DMTs that are considered highly effective in terms of slowing disease, but that tend to be expensive and have a high risk of side effects. By contrast, other DMTs are less effective at slowing MS, but generally safer. This has led to a question for researchers and clinicians. When a person with MS starts on a DMT, is it better to start treatment with a less effective but safer medicine, or is it preferable to begin with a high-efficacy medicine that carries a greater risk of side effects? In Sweden and Denmark, the common practice has largely been to start treatment with safer, lower-efficacy DMTs. However, in the last decade, the use of high-efficacy DMTs as a first-line treatment has increased substantially in Sweden, but not so much in Denmark. Now, researchers in the two countries set out to investigate these differing trends to assess whether the altered treatment strategies were tied to different clinical outcomes. While both countries have similar socioeconomic standards and healthcare systems, the choice of DMT and the treatment strategy for RRMS demonstrates significant differences, the team wrote. The objective of this retrospective cohort study was to investigate whether national treatment recommendations and clinical practice are associated with disability outcomes after 3 to 7 years of follow-up. Using national registries in each country, the researchers identified data for people with RRMS who had started on a first-line DMT from 2013 to 2016. In total, the group identified 2,700 patients in the Swedish registry, mean age 36.1 years, and 2,161 in the Danish registry, mean age 37.3 years. About two-thirds of the patients were female in each group. The vast majority of Danish patients were started on a low to moderate efficacy DMT, such as Abagio. By contrast, in the Swedish registry, 65.5% started on a low to moderate efficacy DMT, while 34.5% started on a high-efficacy DMT, such as rituximab, Tysabri, or Gilenya. Statistical analyses revealed that the rate of 24-week confirmed disability progression was significantly lower, by about 29%, among patients on the Swedish treatment strategy relative to those on the Danish strategy. Rates of disability improvement were similar in the two countries. The risk of progressing to a score of 3 or higher on the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, representing moderate disability, was also significantly reduced by about 24% with the Swedish treatment strategy. The risk of progressing to substantial disability was reduced by roughly 25% with the Swedish strategy. Swedish patients had a significantly lower rate of disability progression than Danish patients during an observational time of 3 to 7 years, and fewer Swedish patients reached thresholds of clinically evident disability compared with Danish patients, the researchers wrote. Early intervention with a more effective DMT was more prevalent in the Swedish cohort and may have been the main factor associated with the better disability outcome that we observed among Swedish patients, they added. Patients in Sweden were about 12% less likely to switch to a different medication and were 22% less likely to discontinue treatment altogether. In Denmark, the most common reason for stopping treatment with the initial DMT, reported in 37.4% of patients, was a lack of efficacy. A lower proportion, 30.7% of patients in Sweden, stopped treatment due to lack of efficacy, whereas the most common reason for treatment discontinuation was side effects, 34.5%. According to the researchers, these differences likely reflect the different treatment strategies used in each country. Overall, based on the results, the team concluded that escalation of treatment was inferior to using a more effective disease-modifying treatment as initial treatment for multiple sclerosis. Of note, 7 of the study's 10 researchers have financial links to pharmaceutical companies that market DMTs.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Jennifer Powell, Silver Linings. MS doesn't get to decide whether we are enough. Change is the only constant in life, a quote paraphrased from Greek philosopher Heraclitus states. This ancient wisdom still prevails today. Life is in a constant flux. We evolve, we grow, we shift, and we are never the same. When I suffer, I cling to this knowledge. And when I fear that I'm stagnating, it offers me perspective. Secondary progressive MS commands that I adapt. I try to keep it simple because it's easy for me to complicate matters. I sometimes overthink, overanalyze, deconstruct, and so forth. But to what avail? My house of cards is precarious. Unless I'm flexible, a crash is inevitable. I do not find solace in the decision to dominate MS. I do not find peace in the decision to acquiesce to MS. Peace within exists in the ability to move with the ebb and flow of life. It can only happen on a day-to-day basis, and sometimes even minute by minute. When I manage my disease in kind, I can then manage myself. I repeat the Serenity Prayer. It takes courage to live with multiple sclerosis. Those of us with this disease are strong. All of us, even you, especially you. I dedicate this to you. You may feel defeat, exhaustion, grief, and loss, and yet you are strong. Your strength is not contingent upon your multiple sclerosis. They are mutually exclusive. Your decision to try again is tenacious. Your ability to remain open is your fortitude. You are enough. I examine my own ability to persevere. MS does not define that ability. I do. The pain, fatigue, insomnia, and cog fog unravel me from inside out. However, none of these aspects defines me. Only I can do that. Does this disease bring me to my knees? Yes. But that moment is transient. My father offers sage wisdom in his words, "This too shall pass." And it does. It takes time, but it does. You are more than your MS. I am too. Multiple sclerosis will always be part of who we are, often more than we would like. But it doesn't replace you. You are still there. Recognize the light that shines from within yourself. Perhaps that light is nothing more than a spark right now. But much like a pilot light, it never ceases to exist. If your light is low, borrow a flame and reignite yours. We are here to illuminate one another.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.